This article is written by Kate Hart, who you will know as a reader, but who's having some time off this month. And it's entitled Going, Going, Gone. Peter Clark's article in the June edition on shops and farms that came and went prompted me to think not of shops, but other Benson events that came and went. My fondest recollection of Benson in days gone by, given that I only go back 34 years in this village, is the memory of the BCA auctions, the 75-25 auctions held by the Benson Community Association, the BCA. I have never been to any other auction, so I have nothing with which to compare this experience, but these auctions were, in my view, fantastic. The first one I went to was in the old village hall. I recall a fairly small wooden structure where we were all jam-packed. It was in Church Road, opposite the church, on the corner with Church Close. My parents were visiting at the time of this event. My father arrived in the hall after me, and his wave to me across the room was registered by the auctioneer as a bid for a set of four wheels for a Mini. Fortunately, we didn't have to pay up and take them home because someone really did want them and made a higher bid. My memories relate mainly to the auctions held in Benson's brand new parish hall. If you had something to sell, you took it along on the Friday evening. Someone worked really hard to type out a catalogue of all the lots, usually between 500 and 600 in total, and you could go on the Saturday morning to see what was on offer. The auction started at midday. I always intended to spend perhaps an hour or two, but found the whole event totally compelling and usually stayed to the end about 5 or 6 hours later. The BCA organised the sale of drinks and snacks. Whatever you bought, you paid for and had to take away the same day. There were some brilliant bargains, but also we sold some no longer needed items and were very happy with the amount others were prepared to pay for them. The BCA kept 25% of the amount, and we received the balance. My favourite buys were the several box of oddments on offer. Usually they went for a maximum of £2. Well worth it for the one thing you might take a fancy to or thought you might be able to use. I went to several of these auctions. I think there were about 2 a year, and while I believe they raised significant amounts of money for the BCA, they also involved a great deal of hard work from a considerable number of people. Among these was the auctioneer, usually someone from the village, who put in a real tour de force. So sadly, the auctions came to an end and services like eBay and Freecycle took over. But scrolling through offers on screen cannot compete with the atmosphere of a live auction. Happy memories.